Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to talk to Drafty Dan in Rhode Island. What's going on?
I have an older home that I purchased back in March, so I'm finding out new things all the time. Of all places, I'm getting drafts through wall outlets.
That's not unusual at all, and there's a simple solution for that, Dan. What you need to do is get some wall outlet gaskets. There's actually a foam gasket that's specifically designed to fit around an outlet, like a two-plugged outlet. They also have them to fit around light switches, either a single light switch or a double light switch, a small narrow one, or the big Decora switches. And the way you install those is you remove the switch plate on the outside of the outlet or the light switch, and then you put this rubber gasket or foam gasket behind that, and then you reinstall the switch plate. It does a great job of sealing those gaps out.
Okay, I mean, I noticed on a couple of switches, the hole that was cut out wasn't exactly, you know, like, you know, true square. Would have make up for any gaps from, like, an uneven cut in the drywall?
If you have a big gap around there, there's another thing that you could use, and that's a product called Great Stuff.
Which one of those is expandable foams.
Expandable foam sealant.
Yep,
that works well. Now, the trick of the trade there is to spray it around that hole and then walk away. Don't try to clean it up. Just let it dry. And then after
and
it dries.
And underspray.
Yeah, and I don't put too much because it does expand a lot. And then after it dries, you can go back with a knife and cut the excess off. But just walk away after you spray it. Let it harden, and it's really easy to manage from there.
Yeah, but I know that product well. I've used it on a basement door that I put in.
It works very, very well. And by the way, if you're going to use it for doors, it's a special formulation for doors that doesn't expand and force the door to sort of swell shut. So make sure you choose the right one for the product that you're using. Well, Dan, good luck with that home improvement project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.